Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. So, last time we looked a little bit at chapter 15. We're looking at the story of the minister of the prodigal son. And looking at verse 12 and 13, how the younger son asked for his portion of the goods, his inheritance. And not many days after, he took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Now, we look at some of the things of this younger son. He was impatient. He was ungrateful. Thought more on immediate pleasures than on long-term security. Wanted to be free from the law, but found himself enslaved to a much harsher master. And so here he is in a far country and wasting his living. And then verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And when he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields of to feed the swine. One thing we notice here about sin is that sin will always take us farther than we ever wanted to go. This young man, when he left his father's home, or even when he asked for his portion of the goods, he never realized where it would take him. He thought he was taking control of his own life, and what he didn't realize was that he was bringing himself into bondage of Satan in his disobedience to God. I believe this citizen of the far country, represents Satan and his work. Sin is vile. It will take you farther than you want to go. Proverbs 7, verse 22 and 22 to 27. It talks about there in Proverbs about the young man that went after the harlot into her house. And then it says in verse 22, he goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth after the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. To a dart strikes through his liver, as a bird hastes to the snare, and he knoweth not that it is for his life. Here it shows how he is completely unaware of where he is going. He's just following his lust. And the devil, he just continues to lead him on and lead him on, lead him farther. No drunkard who ends up a murderer or whatever decides when he takes that first sip that he's going to end up dying of overdose or ruining his life or even killing somebody because of his drinking. But it's just another example of how sin will always take you farther than you realize and farther than you want to go. Proverbs, verse 24 there of Proverbs 7, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her path. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. And so this is where this young man found himself after asking for his inheritance and leaving his father's house. And so finally, he's in a desperate strait here, and he finds himself feeding swine for this citizen of this country. Verse 16, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So here he was supposed to feed this man swine, and yet he had nothing to feed himself. Even he would have gladly ate husk that was for the swine, and yet nobody gave him even that. So I'm not sure what he was supposed to even feed the swine. And so his sin continued to keep take him down, down, down. And somehow it seems like when we're in that situation, God has a way of taking us to a place where we're completely to the end of ourselves. And oftentimes we, in our stubbornness, will not let go until we have completely destroyed our life or until we have completely lost everything before we're willing to acknowledge where we are and repent and seek for help. So here he was, finally, at the very end of his rope. He didn't even have enough to feed himself. He was starving. And he says, and when he had come to himself, verse 17, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. So he's looking back, and he's seeing where he had come from, and he's starting to understand. There's starting to become, enter into his heart, an appreciation for what his father had done for him. And he's looking back, and he's looking at even the servants that his father has and realizing that they are living much better than he is at this point. And so, so he continues, verse 18, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And so here he was willing to be even just as a hired servant to his father, which reminds me of, I didn't look this verse up, but I think it's in Chronicles somewhere, where in Solomon's time, where it says that even his servants that tend at the door walked about in dignity. They enjoyed their job. His son is finally realizing that he has even his father's servants were better off than he, and he wanted to go back and just be a servant. He wasn't worthy to be called a son anymore. He just wanted to be his father's slave and serve his father in that way. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I think that's as far as we're going to read for this time. And then next time we'll look at a little deeper at the reaction of his father when his son came back again. The Lord bless you.